Welcome to season two of Liberty Before Lipstick. I'm your host, Amanda Ensing. In this show, I cover a range of topics from faith to politics, motivational, trending topics, news, and a whole lot more. Nothing is off limits on this show. We have a lot to cover. We have a lot to go over. I'm so excited for brand new episodes. We took a little bit of a break, and now we are back for season two. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. I hope you are all doing well. It's been a little bit over a month since my last episode. And let me say, I missed this show and this podcast so much. If you haven't caught up on my other episodes, I've been in the process of moving. So between finding a place, packing, moving, and then unpacking, along with juggling other social media platforms, YouTube, Instagram, everything else, it's a lot. And I mentioned that I would be getting back to the show as soon as I was in and settled, and I am just so excited. I have so much to say, and so much has happened in the last month. Before we get into the episode, I want to give a huge shout out to my Patreon family. Thank you so much to everyone who has joined my Patreon and supported this show. It really means the world to me, and when you join my Patreon, it's an extension of what I do here on my podcast, on this show, as well as on my other social media platforms. So thank you so much for dedicating your hard-earned money to joining my little Patreon family. So let's jump right into it. First topic is going to be the Biden vaccine mandate. So Biden has been trying to mandate vaccines for companies that have at least 100 employees. So if you have 100 employees or more, your employees have to get vaccinated or be tested weekly, which is insane either way. I've talked about my point before, but no one should be forced to inject anything into their body. Your freedom should not depend on your medical status or your medical decisions. If the government can dictate what substances you inject into your body, you do not have bodily autonomy. You do not have medical freedom, and you are indeed not free if you don't get to decide. Hear me out for a second. Have people who decided to cave and get the vaccine just because their employer said, if you don't, you'll be fired? And trust me, I know this has been so difficult for millions of people because they're like, well, I can't lose my job. What am I going to do? So I'm wondering if the people who got the vaccine simply to keep their job asked if they didn't get the following shots or the boosters, could they still be fired? Everything is so vague. I mean, imagine you get the vaccine, and then if you don't get every booster or every shot the government says after, you can still lose your job. I mean, they keep changing the definition of fully vaccinated. In some countries, they're changing the definition as they come out with new boosters and new shots. I think France was one of them, possibly Canada as well. I can't remember. But if you don't get all the boosters and you only had, you know, two vaccines, then you're not fully vaccinated anymore. So if the government can dictate what you put into your body, and that's a condition for freedom, what else are they going to mandate? This is just a baby step into socialism, into communism, into the government being able to tell you, if you don't do this, you're not free, which means you're not free. It's common sense. Even if you decide you want to get the vaccine, you can still stand against mandates and for freedom. Another thing I want to add is, with all of the nurses and doctors and medical professionals leaving their careers, some doctors and nurses have been in the medical field for decades. It blows my mind that instead of people saying, well, what do they know that we don't know? Or why are they choosing not to get it? You have people cheering on other people losing their jobs, which is evil and disgusting. And the same people who say they follow the science say you have to trust the science and that you can't question the science, which means it's not actually science. And the same people who say just listen to the health professionals don't listen to the health professionals that are being censored and the ones who aren't in favor of the vaccine and are throwing up red flags. I mean, imagine going to school for years and years and years and spending so much money to get your medical degree and to be a doctor and have worked all of 2020 during the pandemic, saving lives without a vaccine, and you were a hero. But then this year you're unemployed And a lot of people are walking away from a career they've dedicated their lives to. And it breaks my heart. It's so sad. Not to mention that mandates are modern day segregation. And if you break down the statistics, I actually have a post on my Instagram. When I posted this a few months ago, the CDC had reported that 72% of the Black community had not gotten the vaccine. So they're going to be one of the most affected groups. And a lot of the same people who said Black Lives Matter and posted about how America is so racist last year are now cheering on the fact that a lot of Black Americans are going to be losing their job and not going to have access to places because they have chosen with their own medical freedom not to get the vaccine. Places like New York and California have already started this. And even places like I saw a video from Burger King and you had to have proof of vaccination of your health to eat at Burger King. Like, since when does Burger King care about your health? It's just so ironic. Going back to the Biden mandate, I went on a whole tangent. I could talk about this forever. So last Saturday on November 6th, a U.S. federal appeals court issued a stay temporarily halting Biden's vaccine mandate that would require the companies with at least 100 employees to get vaccinated or be tested weekly. In the ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals, it's for the Fifth Circuit, they said that this mandate was stayed pending further action because the petitions give cause to believe there are grave statutory and constitutional issues with the mandate, which is what most of us have been saying. This is unconstitutional and it's not okay. But the government and this administration is banking on the fact that a lot of people don't know their rights and that they can coerce people into doing whatever they're told, even though it goes against their rights. So this is great news, but it shouldn't have even had to go to court in the first place. Biden is nothing more than a president on paper. And the fact that he's supposed to be leading America, which he's not who America voted for, but the fact that he is going against the Constitution willingly, that is the definition of a dictator, someone who goes against the rights of the people and the welfare of the people. He does not care. He will take anything that he wants. And let's be honest, it's not even just Biden. It's really the people that control him. Biden is nothing more than a puppet. In the words of Donald J. Trump, Biden does not even know that he's alive. He doesn't even know where he is half the time or what he's doing. He can barely read the teleprompter. That's neither here nor there. I read a report this morning saying that the White House is encouraging businesses to go against the court, the federal court, and to go ahead and mandate it anyways. I mean, this whole thing is just a mess. It's a circus. But honestly, at this point, a circus is more organized than this administration. And you are seeing the attempt of the destruction of America, in my opinion. You are seeing infiltration instead of invasion. You are seeing an administration who doesn't care about anything but their own agenda and doesn't care about the welfare of the people. I mean, when you want to look at science, nothing that these organizations are doing lines up with the science. You shouldn't have to pick between jab or job, between injecting a foreign substance into your body or being able to provide for your family. It's just crazy that people are okay with this just because they decided that they would go ahead and get it without knowing what's in it. I heard this a few months ago, and it's something that's always stuck with me. I can't remember where I heard it. It might have been on another podcast. The person said, if people really needed this vaccine, they would be lining up, paying everything, anything, giving anything to get the vaccine. But instead, you have people risking everything not to get the vaccine. And that speaks volumes. At the end of the day, if you care about people, if you love your neighbor, then you care about politics. You care about who's ruling over your neighbors. You care about what powers the government has and how far they're able to go. You also care what's happening in our economy, for businesses, in the medical field, for people's rights. You will care about everyone's individual sovereignty, and politics matters. No matter what you decide with the vaccine, you have to suffer those consequences. So if you decide to get the vaccine and something happens, unfortunately, they're not held liable. I mean, every single day I get on social media and I'm seeing adverse reactions or deaths, and it's not being covered. I forget which mainstream source it was, but there was a news station that had posted on Facebook a month or so ago, I think it was, and they posted, "Do you know anyone that has died and didn't get the vaccine? Comment here." And it completely backfired. There were tens of thousands of comments, maybe even 100,000. I can't remember now. It was something extreme. Like, I was just like, wow. And it was all comments of people who had a friend or a family member or someone they knew who had actually died after receiving the vaccine. And they didn't cover it at all. Yesterday, the Pfizer CEO said people who spread misinformation on the COVID vaccines are criminals. This was reported by CNBC, and Disclosed TV had reposted it. Apparently, calling everyone a conspiracy theorist who has questions about the vaccines or the science or COVID in general, or don't want to get it. Apparently, that didn't work. The name calling didn't work. So now they're calling everyone a criminal who spreads misinformation. But what is categorized as misinformation? You know, a question I have is, who paid the largest criminal fine in history? Would it just be coincidence if Pfizer paid the largest criminal fine in history for fraud? Asking for a friend, look into it and let me know. One of the things that I always think about is how much information about COVID and about the vaccine and about recovery, about therapeutic remedies and drugs that have been trusted for decades, that have won Nobel Peace Prizes in medicine for humans, are now censored from the internet and no one's allowed to talk about them. When you see the media and big tech all ganging up with the same propaganda and the same message, all trying to stop people from talking about something, it automatically just light bulb red flag goes off. And I'm like, okay, I need to research this. And, you know, the media has been lying to us forever, in my opinion. I don't think they really ever told the truth. We are just now waking up to it. So now that people are waking up to the lies and the propaganda, and if you follow the money, everything always makes sense. If you follow the money trail of who's benefiting, how much Pfizer has made, for example, everything begins to make sense because everything's about money and power. And as people are awakening to all of the corruption, everything the media is doing backfires because you start to look at the media and you're like, okay, whatever you say, the opposite is probably true. Next topic, let's talk about inflation. I posted about this today on Instagram. I try to post on my stories every single day on Instagram, things that will either fill your soul and your spirit or things that will bring light to something. And then I also post, you know, some beauty stuff as well, because originally I was mainly doing beauty content, but I'm really right now, I just crave truth. I crave light and I want to show the truth and expose the darkness and to continue to wake people up and to help people, because we can't rely on media or anything else, which is a lot of people's main source of information. But I posted about this and people always ask, where do you get your information? I have to find it myself. My husband, Raphael, and I are both very much readers and researchers, and he knows a lot about the financial sector. And, you know, he's opened my eyes to a lot of things as far as finance. And when I originally talked a little bit about the stock market last year, so many people had questions. So I want to talk about finance again today, because money is something that affects all of us, no matter your beliefs, no matter who you vote for, money affects everyone. So let's talk about inflation. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics just released their CPI index report. So it shows every month of inflation and of increases on goods and products, as well as the 12-month unadjusted estimated number of how much inflation is so far. So gas is up 50%. Fuel oil is up 59%. Food went from 0.8% in April, so not even 1%. Now, the year end, it's up 5.3%, which in terms of inflation is astronomically high. You can look up the charts on bls.gov. I did post it and it's on my politics highlight on my Instagram, but just to break down inflation. So in this CPI report, in the index report, right? On the last column, if you go to my highlight, you'll see the chart that shows the 12-month estimated total. So all of goods have increased 6.2% for the year. To break it down in the simplest terms possible, if you haven't received at least a 6.2 pay increase this year, then you're suffering a 6.2% pay decrease with inflation because you're paying that much more. You're working the same hours, but the dollar is worth less. Inflation is essentially another way to tax the people. And just to put it into perspective, inflation has not been rising at this rate and this high since 1990. Inflation only benefits the 1%. It inflates their assets, like real estate, stock portfolios. The elite are always the ones who benefit, but we the people are the ones who suffer. We're the ones who have to make up and pay. We are the ones that always hurt. I also posted a chart so you could see inflation for the last 21 years. So from 2000 to 2021. So in 2008, from January to September, the numbers go from 4.3, goes up to 5, 5.6, ends at 4.9. Remember the 2008 crash when millions of people lost their jobs, their homes, their businesses? That's where the numbers, they were 4.3, 4.0, 3.9, 5, 5.6, 5.4. Currently, from April until October, we've had 4.2, 5.0, 5.4, 5.4, 5.3, 5.4, 6.2 October. 6.2 is the highest number that I see on this entire chart of inflation for the last 21 years. Comparing it to Trump's term in his administration, the highest number that I see on his chart is a 2.9, it looks like. I could be wrong, but I'm just skimming through. 2.9 looks like the highest, and that was in 2018. Most of the numbers in Trump's administration are in the ones and then in the twos, in the lower twos. It's crazy to me how silent Biden voters are. I mean, where are everyone's favorite influencers and celebrities who wanted to say that everyone who voted for Trump or was conservative is racist or a bad person, you know, all these things, which they're not. And they were saying that Biden was going to bring the soul back to America. Apparently, Biden is the most popular president in history. What happened? People hated Donald Trump, and some people still do. Like, some people still really do. They're so blinded by hate that if they took 30 minutes to look into policies, to look beyond the mainstream media, to actually do the research from themselves, from executive orders, from, you know, everything from the financial sector to the economy. If people actually looked and read the policies and didn't just, you know, take a headline from the news, they would see a very different story. And, you know, people hated Trump, but those same people enjoyed some of the best years, if not the best years of their business, because of the Trump administration. America was first in his administration. Now, with Biden, it's America last. We are now losing so much independence that Trump built the last 4 years with energy, with manufacturing. Then you have the mainstream media posting headlines like this. This came from MSNBC, and they posted an article, and it says, "Why the inflation we're seeing now is a good thing." I was laughing so hard when I saw this. I just can't imagine the brain cells of someone reading this and saying, "Oh yeah, see, they said it's good." I mean, are you that brainwashed? They deleted the tweet shortly after, but I do want to point out that at the bottom of the article where the link is, before the title, it says opinion. So if you've noticed, I've noticed this especially this year, that all of the mainstream articles are now being led with opinion. Some people will try to hide it and it'll be at the bottom and say opinion, or it'll be small and say opinion. The media, the corrupt media, is nothing more than paid puppets. They don't actually report the news. They don't do any journalism. They just post their paid opinions. So what are these people's qualifications? They're not doing any investigating. They're just doing whatever they can to make this administration look good. But the only way you would think this administration is doing a good job is if you live under a rock and just have your information spoon-fed to you by the media. If you don't think for yourself or do any research for yourself. And this isn't even about politics. That's just the truth. Said it before, I'll say it again. The media is the enemy of the people. They don't want the good of the people. They never have. Last topic I want to cover today is the Travis Scott Astroworld concert. I posted a video about this on Instagram yesterday, and I want to recap in case you don't follow me on Instagram, but I want to elaborate on what I posted on my story. So I had filmed a video 2 nights ago, and I went to upload the video, and Instagram said, error, try again, something's wrong. You know, the kind of error you get when your internet doesn't work. So I kept trying, and it wasn't working. So I said, wow, Satan is big mad today because I'm talking about the demonic and satanic influences of the music industry, you know, things that were being reported at the concert, things that, you know, their promo images, all this stuff. I had posted about the concert on Saturday. I wanted to make a video because, you know, tens of thousands of people lined up for this satanic concert. And part of that is from people being silent and allowing people to be spiritually blind. And people are just silent. They're not standing up and, you know, helping preach the truth to their brothers and sisters. So I was like, I'm going to make a video. I'm going to, you know, elaborate something people can share. Instagram would not let me post it. So yesterday, I tried to post it all day. It would not let me post the video. So I said, all right, let me cut it down and try to repost it that way. So maybe like it'll let me post. Wouldn't work. So I went through my camera roll and I started posting other videos on my feed. Every video that I tried of, you know, selfie video, random videos, they uploaded to my Instagram within, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds. No problem. The only video it would not let me upload is the one about Travis Scott. I mean, Satan was big mad. I would love to know what kind of algorithm or AI technology that big tech has to scan posts before they're posted, because you can post something and blur out the word vaccine, and sometimes they still see it, and you get a vaccine sticker on the bottom of your page. Sometimes you don't even mention COVID, and they'll put a vaccine sticker. I cut down my video again to where it was like half. Like my video was 5 minutes and 55 seconds. I just remember being like, oh, wow, 555. And then I cut it down, and it was 444. And then I cut it down to a 3-minute version because I wanted to also upload it on TikTok. And it finally let me upload the 3-minute version. I had to try twice and it took a long time. I was like, it's not going to post, and it posted. And as soon as I posted the video, Instagram shadow banned me all day yesterday. It comes in waves. Sometimes my stories will be super high and sometimes it's like no one will see and people will say they can't share my stuff. It's crazy. I mean, the fact that people have to have backup accounts for fear of being deleted, what a time to be alive. So I like to study my analytics and I carefully look through my analytics and I could tell by how high the engagement of the post was that the views weren't accurate. Even what the post was reaching was over double of what it was saying was viewed. And, you know, everything comparing to other posts, it just doesn't add up. And they're just shadow banning and censoring. And I was like, wow, they really don't want people seeing this about the music industry. And if you're spreading God's truth and you're talking about God and you're bringing people back to Jesus and you're exposing the darkness, I mean, the devil runs the airwaves, right? And he runs the music industry. And the whole thing with this Travis Scott concert was demonic and satanic. And every day I get on the TikTok or Instagram and there's more and more stuff coming out about it. I mean, the imagery, I had to look everything up because I don't listen to mainstream music anymore. I stopped listening to it in 2020 and I had to look it up. I never listened to him in the first place, but I knew, you know, who he was. So I started looking up and like the promo he had, it was, maybe it was supposed to be him. I'm not sure, but it was a demon. And it said like dystopia is here, which if you don't know what dystopia means, I mean, it was just eerie in itself. And then the stage was like a portal to hell is what it looked like. And it said, see ya on the other side. And then he had this other promo of see ya on the other side before the concert. And on that promo, it looked like it was a flower. Like you couldn't really tell what it was, but it looked like a flower with a portal on the inside. And it said, see you on the other side. And pictures were going around comparing the flower. And it looks like this flower called Rafflesia arnoldi, and it's described as smelling like decaying flesh. And when you look at them side by side, I'm like, wow, that looks just like the flower. The markings and everything are just so similar. People who went to the concert described it as a concert in hell. They said they felt like they were in hell. They said that they could not breathe. Like, everyone's mouths were up and they were just trying to breathe. People were saying like they could feel the music in their bodies and it was so hard. Like their ribs felt like really tight and people were gasping for air. And there were so many eerie videos of ambulances and bodies everywhere and, you know, people being carried off. And Travis Scott, you know, in one video was just sitting there swaying back and forth, chanting, staring at the body. You can't tell me that he didn't know what was going on. I don't believe that. And people kept going up to the stage telling him and he just moved them off. And so because of this concert, people started digging into the imagery and the symbolism, people like myself who don't follow him. So, you know, a fresh set of eyes, someone who's not a fan, someone who can go in there and be unbiased and look at this. And I saw a commentary that a guy did of a video promoting Astroworld. And in the video, Travis Scott was wearing a Pearl Jam t-shirt. And there was a Pearl Jam concert where people had died. And they had the number 8 with an eye in it. And then on his stage, there was the same eye in the middle. It looked very similar in the middle of the portal. And then there were 8 flames. And allegedly, the flames were there only when he debuted this new song, Escape Plan, while people are actually trying to escape. I mean, the whole thing was eerie, demonic. His t-shirt had demons crossing from one side through a door to the next, and they changed color like they were crossing over. I saw videos of people who didn't believe in God before who said that God saved them and pulled them out of it, and God showed them, and they were thanking God that they made it out alive and that they were going to turn from the music industry. I mean, I think that this woke up a lot of people just to the music industry. And when you look at his circle, right? I don't know if he's married or dating Kylie Jenner, but his baby mama is Kylie Jenner, who just posted not too long ago, because I saw everyone reposting it, a picture covered in blood, apparently for a makeup collection. She was naked, covered in blood. I'm sorry. Halloween is demonic in itself. I don't care if the excuse was that it was for Halloween. It was demonic. It was disgusting. People were awake in the comments, but I'm like, I'm just not surprised. I also don't understand why there wasn't an investigation into this concert, which seemed like the worst, most catastrophic concert of all time. The concert was cleaned up, no investigation. I mean, they said 8 people died, then they said 11 people died. I don't know how many people died, but I have a feeling that it's a lot more than the media said. I can't understand how people simp for Travis Scott and other celebrities. Like, they sympathize and try so hard to say, oh, he didn't know, what was he supposed to do? Not buying it. Don't believe it. When you go down the rabbit hole of how dark the music industry is, how much it has a hold on people. I mean, people idolize and worship celebrities. And God said, thou shalt have no other God but me. Thou shalt have no idols. And people idolize them. When you can see with your own eyes on video and you can feel the energy through the screen, and when you see someone crying, telling their experience at this concert, and people are saying, oh, I don't believe you. They still believe the celebrity or the artist who does not care about them at all. I mean, I don't know if they have now, but I don't think Kylie or anyone said anything. Apparently, Kylie had posted a video on her story and the ambulance was there and the portal was in the background, like the portal part of the stage. It looks super scary. Like, nothing's wrong, just hanging out. And the media, I mean, we know the media does not care about us, but all of these people died and the media goes on to post Kylie Jenner pregnant, uninjured. Like, they do not care about us. They do not care. We are musical beings. God created us to be musical beings. Everything in the world has frequencies and electricity and vibration. And the music that you listen to and the things that you watch affect your body mentally, physically, and emotionally. And I used to be someone who was all into mainstream music. I loved rap. I listened to R&B. Like, I listened to everything. And I thought, you know, well, I love Jesus, but it's okay. Like, I can still listen to this. You know, for a long time, I was spiritually blind to the music industry because I'd always, you know, grown up with it. Music was a huge part of my life. And when I went down the rabbit hole of learning how dark the industry is, how much Satan has a hold on the music industry, I cut it off cold turkey. And when I tell you I felt a shift in my spirit, it changed my life. And that probably sounds dramatic, but I'm so serious. My self-esteem went up, my focus, hearing from God, being more in tune with God. And I don't miss it at all. I do not miss it at all. KingCat 2.0 on Instagram had a great series about music and frequencies and the music industry. I know he started posting them again the last couple of days, but I follow him, so you can see on who I follow and type in KingCat, you'll see his page. But I learned a lot and did my own research from some of his posts about the music industry. And, you know, there are hertz and frequencies that are more in tune with our bodies than others. You know, science claims that 432 hertz is the one that's in sync with nature and our bodies. But the music industry has been changed to 440 hertz, which can aggravate, you know, agitates the body, as well as the 808. Like if you know rap, like the 808 beat, Kanye West actually has talked about it a few times. I think he did again recently. And he talked about how it agitates. So it's all very interesting when you go down the rabbit hole of learning about frequencies and vibrations. And, you know, you can even look up on Spotify and on YouTube. There are playlists of healing frequencies that are supposed to repair your DNA and all this stuff. I don't know too much about that. I've just started kind of researching and trying to learn about it. But it's all very interesting. And, you know, nothing is by coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences. Everything is by design. Yes, people can make mistakes. People can be unaware of what they are doing. I agree with that. But when it comes to the devil, everything is by design. You know, they say the devil is in the details. And that brings a whole new meaning when you see the details and some of these things that happen and you can see, like, spiritually it's evil and it's dark. The hard truth about music is it either glorifies God or it doesn't. And I'm not saying all music is bad by any means, you know, but you do have to discern what you let into your body. You know, it's not a coincidence when people start listening to a certain type of music and their whole personality changes. How they dress changes, how they start acting changes. You know, they call it phases, like when you're growing up and in high school and you start listening to country music or you start listening to rap or you start listening to classical or whatever the genre is, it changes you. Many doctors and scientists have said that nothing can change the brain like music can. That even science or anything, like, they can't even get close to changing the mind like music can. It's all very interesting. Maybe I'll do a music series if you guys want that eventually. But it's all very, very interesting. And I think the whole Travis Scott concert has opened up a can of worms of people looking into things more, looking into the music industry and actually questioning, like, it's waking up people out of their trance of, wait a minute, why am I supporting this? Oh, I never saw this before. And things kind of start adding up and you just see them with a whole new fresh set of eyes. You know, the world isn't getting darker. The veil that was sheltering us from reality is just being torn. We've been, you know, given this false reality and we've been told things are good that aren't necessarily good. And now God is waking up his people and showing us the truth for the first time. I don't think by any means any of this is new. I think it's always been here. We just never realized it before. We never saw it for what it was before. All right, I'm going to leave you guys with a scripture to cover yourselves in. And it's Ephesians 6:12. It says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Hope you guys enjoy this episode. We had a lot to catch up on, and we have even more to catch up on next week. Make sure you're following me on Instagram so you can stay up to date with podcast episodes. But for now, they're going to be every Thursday as they were before. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to download this episode, subscribe to the podcast, and share it with a friend. Share it with someone who needs to hear it, as well as consider joining my Patreon. It's patreon.com/AmandaEnsing. Hope everyone has a great weekend. God bless, and I'll catch you in my next episode.